Agenda item number five, report and possible discussion on Maverick Resort development at Possum Kingdom Lake. Kent Rendy.
John, I got news for you. He left bouncing this little red ball comes with age more than it does with nerves, I think. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is the first of four informational reports that I'll give you today. And I hope to have you out of here by 5 o'clock. Just kidding. We'll work that. Historically, when it comes to land development on deeded property and the interface with the BRA, we generally, the staff, get involved kind of after the fact when there's need for water access and that with that particular development and that. In this case, our contact and our work has been with Equilibrium Resorts. And two of their individuals that we've been working with are with us today, Scott Komiak. Scott, if you'd stand. Scott is the Planning and Development Manager for Equilibrium Resorts, and Jerry Converse. Jerry is their outside legal counsel as well. Glad to have you with us today. They have been very, very good along with the rest of their staff in working with us on this particular issue at PK. Next slide, please. Just to kind of orient you to the map, what we're talking about is what they've termed as the Maverick development up on the Willingham Ranch portion of it, and over here on this slide as well, in that area of the lake. The area in red is what we've been working with them for some time now anyway as a potential public use area along that side of their deeded property. As you can see with the map here, almost all of our public use areas are on the east side of the lake. We only have one on the west side. So we saw this as a staff as a wonderful opportunity, at least for the authority, in working with Equilibrium on Maverick to establish a public use area up on this portion of the lake. Jennifer, if you'd bring the next slide up, please. It roughly, the green in this area is BRA property that fronts the deeded property that of the phase one that Equilibrium has purchased from Willingham, roughly about 110 acres. This slide depicts from kind of a 50,000 foot view some but not all of the amenities that potentially would come with this. There'll be a trail system pretty much down and throughout this area along there for the public, fishing piers, boat ramps, some courtesy slips associated with the ramps and that, camping areas and that. Access to this whole area for the public would be down through this road here coming across the ranch. And previously, one of the key things for us and the staff when we first started working with Equilibrium were the 40 lease sites that we have in through this area on kind of the west side of their property. And historically, these lessees have had to pay for access to get to their lease sites. Roughly, I think it's up to about, I believe it's about $175 a year now for access. Part of our working and negotiations with Equilibrium would provide this access free of charge to the lessees. So we saw that as a real plus as well for the authority. We've been discussing roughly a 20-year agreement with a 10-year option for renewal on it. And there are two cottage site leases as well associated with it over here on the east side, one of which, the southerly one, would be returned back to the BRA. Right now, Equilibrium has both of those leased from the BRA and that, and one of those would come back with that. We have still to refine the deal points associated with this deal. With this particular negotiation. Again, Equilibrium has really been extremely amenable in working with us and trying to get there from here with this whole issue. We want to refine those deal points and then bring them to you for potential approval at the October board. And then if, in fact, you approve the deal points at that point in time or whatever changes you might have with it where we need to sit back with the group and do that, we'll then take them to FERC for approval before we can finalize and execute a final deal on this. So that's kind of an over 50,000-foot view summary, as the boss would say, of this particular issue. I'm certainly open for any questions that you might have on that. Yes, sir.
I've got a question. The southern boundary where that little crescent is, it says BRA property.
Down here?
Yeah, between the last camping area and that cottage side.
Right.
What's going on down there?
Nothing at this juncture. That would stay as it is right now. Because much of the terrain in here, I think one of the biggest issues was there's very little ability to put some trails in that area because of the terrain in that number one. So we've pretty much just pulled off of trying to do anything there. That would remain BRA property at this point in time. It would not be part of this public use area as we work that.
Okay.
Any questions? All right, Kent, thank you.